of scripting plays to start the game? Like, who collaborates on it? What are you looking for? And, you know, how many plays do you
need? Yeah, every week it's a little bit different. I think the standard number is about 15, but sometimes that goes up or down by a couple depending on a bunch of different weird factors. You know, obviously everything we do all week as a staff, and then I sort of put those things together. Sometimes it's based on the opponent. Sometimes it's based on our guys maybe trying to direct the ball a couple of different directions to certain guys to get everybody sort of going. There's a lot of different ways to go about things. But usually about 15, and that's sort of first and second down. That wouldn't be fair to say that's just your first 15 plays.
How does that change when you've got a three and out and then a fumble on the first or second play, the next one?
Well, I mean, I think unless the defense really changes what they're doing, if you have plays set up that you think are good versus their defense, good versus how they play, you pretty much just sort of keep rolling. If there's a good reason to change, which sometimes there is. We've played a game or two this year where who a team has been for the first 8 weeks of the year sort of changed for our game, for whatever reasoning that would change for their defensive coordinator and defense. And then you look up and you're four or five plays into your sort of openers and you say, hey, if I keep going down these, we're heading towards a bad place. We switch them up and sort of had more success. So those things sort of happen within the flow of the game naturally. But I think just sort of keep rolling with them.
Or a different like call sheet then?
Yeah, you don't, I don't think you can just sort of put 15 football plays on a list and kind of go down the list, because what if you have a big personnel run play and you look up on the third play and it's third and nine? That's not always the smartest thing to do. So it's a little bit more of a first and second down list for me anyway.
Obviously have had some slow starts lately. I think it's 30 points in the first quarters this year. So as you sort of evaluate those scripts, how much has that played a role in those slow starts, and what more can you do?
Yeah, I'm definitely evaluating improving the way I go about calling the game. At the end of the day, a lot of that stuff, we sort of take a look at everything around here. And at the end of the day, we got to protect the ball. We've turned the ball over a little bit too much early in the game for multiple factors. We do that better. We're going to be better offensively and definitely better as a team, not putting our defense in tough spots. So that's the major point of emphasis for us. It's protecting the ball early.
Theo seems to really be running consistently since the bye week. Is he earning maybe a little bit more of a role as a ball carrier?
I think Theo's doing a nice job. Theo's, we've seen improvement from him. He's really working hard at it. And it is our job to evaluate all those guys and sort of figure out who should get what amount of plays in the game and carries and all that stuff, sort of how each guy's game looks like. And I would say that we got guys that are doing a good job, and we're going to sort of try to let them do that good job maybe a couple more times.
Kenny Galladay's been, since coming back, kind of been your Aaron Judge, your home run hitter for you. What is the value getting those plays out of the rookie receiver right now?
There is big value. A lot of different stats you can throw around in the league, but creating explosive plays is one of those sort of major offensive successful, leads to wins stats. Kenny plays a part in that thing. He does a nice job creating those big plays, whether it's just sort of a go route down the field where he goes up and makes the play. Sometimes it's sort of crossing route type things where he's crossing the field. He's a talented young player. He's getting better at a lot of different things. He's learning a lot this year. We're going to keep him moving forward, and I believe he's going to keep helping our team win games.
Terrell Suggs continues to be ageless. His 15th season had a big play on Monday night. What have you seen from him on film?
I mean, the same thing I've seen since I've been in the league, which has been, going on 9-10 years now. This guy just continues to make plays, rushing the quarterback, batting balls. He just kind of ends up where you don't want him to end up. Seems like a lot of times he knows what the offense is doing, maybe before they do. He's got a real knack for sort of studying the game and playing the game that way. And at the end of the day, any pass rush move you can use to sort of get away or get around a tackle or whatever you got to do, he's got them all at his disposal. Continues to make plays all over the field. He's a really excellent player.
Back on turnovers, how difficult does that become against the Ravens, who are leading the league in that area right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, they're an excellent defense. We've got our challenge set up for us. It'll be a good challenge. We pride ourselves around here on protecting the ball. We've had some good games and some not so good games. We would like to be better protecting the football. That plays a big role in winning games. But the Ravens are really good in multiple facets: run defense, pass defense, rushing the passer, creating turnovers plays a big role in that thing. And it's a big emphasis for us offensively. It'll be a good challenge. We need to step up to that challenge and protect the football.
Jim Bob, what do you make of what's going on at your alma mater right now?
Sounds like an interesting time down there. That's what I make of it.
Jim, before the season started, you talked about your off-season commitment to unlocking the run game, gaining a better understanding. You're just taking it personally, essentially. I imagine the numbers are not where you'd like them to be at this stage of the season. How would you self-assess how you've done as a play caller and getting that to the level you want it to be?
Yeah, not good enough. I need to improve. Our guys are working really, really hard. At the end of the day, it falls on my shoulders to improve, you know, every asset, every facet of our offense. The run game is a major part of that thing, and I've got to do a better job.
I guess how frustrating has it been? I mean, it seems like this has been a problem, obviously, well before you got here, but just always an emphasis to get the run game going, and hasn't seemed to click in the Caldwell era.
In this league, in the NFL. It ends up being difficult when you can only do one of those two things well, run the ball or throw the ball. And across the league, you see teams that sort of fall into both of those categories, and then you see the teams that fall into can do both of those things well category. And those are really always traditionally your best offenses year in and year out. When you have to sort of punch one-handed, you don't have both hands available to you, that makes it difficult. You can win ball games, but you can't be a really good NFL offense without being able to do multiple things well. And obviously run, pass are two of those major, major categories. So it's something that I really want to improve. We really want to improve. We have not done that around here. I'd like to be better, and it starts with me. It falls on my shoulders.
Is there a danger, though, in sticking with the run if it's not being effective and productive?
I'm going to hold off on some of the strategy thoughts I may have related to that subject. I think Coach answered a question similar to that yesterday, and I'll fall under that answer.
The Tennessee stuff, you had a solution for how to fix what's going on there?
Yeah, my solution is focusing on the Baltimore Ravens, locked in, answering questions about Terrell Suggs and worrying about him and Mosley and Smith and Weddle and all these really good players they got.
Run game, as you review the film after each game, can you see why it's failing? I mean, is it easily identifiable problem?
Well, it's not, you know, I say this every week about something. It's not just one huge major, boy, if we just can fix this one part of the game, you know, whatever that part of the game would be. If you could really lock in on one thing and just work extremely hard to fix that, that's a little more doable. Sometimes it's one step here, one step there. Sometimes it's, you know, just nuanced little things. And then, you know, obviously I'm looking at doing a better job calling that thing. So it's overall improvement. It's focus on details. It's execution of details. And that's really what it is.
Last question.
Just kind of hammer on the Tennessee thing a little bit.
Sure. Let's go down the path. Let's try it.
No, your name has been thrown out there as a candidate, and then there was a report saying that you have no interest in the job. So is there any interest in that job from you?
I have no interest in discussing that here. I'm focused on the Baltimore Ravens, and that is my focus.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.